I'm not the only one. Oh, no. To have snuck something in somewhere that shouldn't have been snuck in where you went.
But this is funny because you were going to go to a craft brewery who doesn't mind having snacks brought in, and you thought you were going to...
I had a whole plan.
Sneak some crackers and cheese in a backpack.
I had it all figured out.
And then your buddy's like, oh, no, you can bring snacks.
I don't care. I'm like...
They serve
what?
Beer.
What? You can bring food in? No? Okay.
Oh, but you had a whole plan.
Oh, I did. I had them in a backpack, and I was plotting. You know, we just open the backpack and leave it on the table.
And then we both have friends who've snuck cans in, thinking a little their little cough is going to hide that very distinct sound of a can opening. At
well,
the theater.
It's fine if it's soda, but if it's a beer.
My friend had soda. Your friend had beer.
And I'm like, dude, we're in here for 2 hours. What are you? Really?
Get a grip.
Oh, come on.
So funny.
But I have another one, but I'll let you go first. What'd you sneak in and where did you sneak it into?
Okay. So it was back in the day whenever I used to go clubbing with my friends. We used to go to Club Rodeo a lot. And I always wore blue jeans with my Western boots, and I would sneak in those little, like, dollar shooters in my boots. There was one time I had, like, 10 of those shooters, 5 in each boot.
Oh, my.
And then I also snuck in, like, those tall boys, those 24-ounce cans. I snuck in one of those under my breast. And, like, nobody even thought that I had that on me just because I have big breasts to begin with, so all it did was it pushed them up. And the bouncers, they just looked at me as I walked in, and, like, they googled me, but nobody thought to check me.
Booze boobs. All booze boobs.
If you're going to do that, use 12-ounce cans so they don't...